Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
Episode 72.
Yes.
There's so much to talk about.
Yeah. So when we saw...
I don't even know where to start.
I want to start with Jack.
Okay.
Jack was on the boat.
Uh-huh.
And he was being helped by...
What's her name?
Marissa. We're going to call her Marissa. That might be wrong. But tough luck. And somehow or another, wasn't Jack lighting a fire? He, like, MacGyvered a fire.
Yeah, because
he had, like, a battery and
the bad guy on the boat, whatever that guy was going to kill them all.
Right.
It was down to the end.
Yeah.
But she, like, seductively...
Seduced him.
Yes. Yeah, so... Jack was like MacGruber.
Right.
Because the boat exploded.
Yeah, yeah. And that surprised me. It was just like, bam, Jack.
It was like the boat fully exploded.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't just a little fire. It wasn't just a little poof. It was like a bam.
I was a little confused, though. How did they survive that blast?
They swam to shore?
Jack and Marissa just
they made it to shore somehow.
I mean, he looked, you know, a little beat up.
Well, and he had a leg injury. Yeah. Yeah. And he had something wrong with his leg, and he kept passing out.
Yeah.
And she kept worrying that he was dead.
Slapping him around. You can't die on me.
Yeah. Why not? It'll solve all your problems.
I know, right?
So then they found a cell phone somehow, and
how did money, she get a cell phone?
I mean, all of that was
she
just
found
kind of
a cell
blur.
Phone, and then he kept saying, just call Genoa City, call Genoa City. And she called Marco.
Right.
And convinced, I don't know that she really convinced him. She told him that Jack was dead, and that she forgave Marco for leaving her
the
last time.
Mm-hmm.
And... Well, but meanwhile, right before that call, though, Marco had gotten a text that she and Jack were dead.
Right.
And he went through this whole, like...
grieving process. And
where he...
Flashbacks.
Yeah.
I loved a woman once.
And he told Phyllis all about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, who?
What? When did this happen? I've known you your whole life.
Yeah. When were you in South America?
Right.
What?
Yeah. Never. I'll just forget.
But she was relieved that whoever this South American Spanish beauty was, that she was dead.
Now she's dead. Right.
She's out of the
picture. No longer a threat.
So Marco's really upset, and then she calls, and so he's like strangely relieved that she's alive.
Yeah.
But I feel like he knew that she was lying, that Jack was dead.
Yeah.
So he sent one of his goons to go kill
Jack. Finish the job.
And kidnap her or something.
Right. Bring her back.
And Jack finally went into action and pretended to be Marco.
Yeah.
And, like, threw on the Spanish accent. Right?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
They managed to make their way back to Genoa City.
Yeah, he, like, knocked the guy on the back of the head and took the gun and...
his credit card.
Whatever.
And,
sure. Yeah. Oh, no, but Marco had wired her money. That's how they got the money.
Because
they were
waiting
around for the money.
Yeah.
So they had enough money to get back to Genoa City.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's back.
And he went to Phyllis's house.
Well, his house.
His house, yeah, sorry. And was acting weird.
Well, because he's home.
Because he's home.
I mean,
he can't tell anyone that he's not been home.
He's been chained to a bed as a sex slave. Then he's been on a drug boat.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that blew up.
To come home, he was, like, really excited.
Yeah. Well, and I like the fact that he only has one suit. He has multiple versions of the same suit.
Yeah.
He then went and put on the same suit that Marco's wearing.
Yes.
So it'll be tricky to tell them apart.
Of course. Yeah.
At the same time, so didn't Victor pay the ransom? Wasn't Victor?
Oh, see, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Did he?
Somehow somebody paid the... No. It wasn't even Victor. It was Marco convinced Kyle to transfer the money.
Yeah, so Victor's been framed for all this...
Right, embezzlement stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Money fraud.
Yeah. Kyle did it. Victor got arrested for it. Marco's laughing in the background.
Like, he thinks that he framed Victor on some terribly elaborate plan.
Yeah.
And even Paul can see through it.
Right. Yeah.
Which tells you how bad of a plan it is.
Pretty quickly. Yeah. Yeah. Not a great plan.
And so Victor's just kind of taking it with a grain of salt. Like, okay, my lawyer will get me
same
out of this.
Same old, same old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Marco and Jack have several showdowns, and one is in Victor's office where, I don't know, Marco threatens Victor, and Victor reaches for his gun, and Marco's like, oh no.
Yeah, don't shoot me. And can we talk about Victor's gun? Which is, like, the biggest gun ever.
Well, what would you expect?
Well, and which doesn't surprise me, the fact that he's, like, pulling it out of his inside jacket pocket.
Like, he's just been carrying around, yeah, like, a magnum.
Like, all the time. he's always armed, like, all the time. Dirty Harry. I guess so. But it was just kind of like...
Well, I mean...
Really?
If
compensating
were...
much?
If you were, you know, like... Got these dirty deals going on.
True.
With a,
yeah, and he
you
has
know,
enemies
drug
who would
dealer,
shoot her out
a drug
of blue.
Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'd probably carry a piece.
Yeah, I suppose it was just funny when he pulled out this huge gun.
Yeah,
it was like, wow, okay.
Yeah,
no, you can't just have a normal size.
Then Marco's got
lady
his
gun.
Is carrying a gun, and
right.
Phyllis sees it.
Yeah, and is like, why are you carrying a gun?
Yeah. Since when? And
yeah.
He's saying, well, I'm just protecting myself against Victor. And
yeah.
So everybody's kind of in this whole state of panic.
Yeah.
Because Marco he's going totally out of Jack's character now.
Mm-hmm.
He's not acting like Jack anymore.
No, not even trying.
And
Victor's, like, putting guards on all of his
like legit
family matter.
Thank you.
Yeah, finally. They actually were kind of scary and intimidating.
And I loved, because, like, a bodyguard came to take care of Abby,
mm-hmm,
and when they were in like the lab at Jabot,
yeah,
and
Abby's just gonna do it.
Stitch was like, "Well, I can
do it.
And the bodyguard looked at him like, "No, you can't."
Hello, reality check.
Yeah,
nerd,
I was like,
chemist.
Yeah, like, why haven't we had body details?
All
I don't know.
Along.
Oh yeah, forever.
Yeah,
but that tells you how serious it is.
Yes, right.
So
they're all being extra super careful. And Jack is just kind of, la 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 la, I'm going to go see Phyllis, and then I'm going to...
It's like he's trying to play a game, too.
Yeah.
You'd think at that point you'd be like, this has gone too far. Let's come clean about everything right now.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he wants to, like, get involved in... all this doppelganger business when he hasn't even been around and he doesn't really know
what's going on. Right, yeah. He's still clueless.
So,
he needs the ghost of Kelly to come back and tell him what is happening.
So, what I saw was that Marco wanted to have, like, a showdown at midnight in the park with Victor, right?
Yeah.
So, instead, he knows Victor won't just show up.
Right.
So, he calls Nikki and says, you know, I just really
I
need your help.
I want to talk it out.
Yeah, meet me at midnight.
Yeah, sure.
In the dark.
It's summer.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Why not? In the park that you killed Diane. Do you remember that park? That
spot? Right. Okay. Go half a block away from that spot. Because we don't want to have this whole creek business again.
Yeah. So she agrees, but then Victor's standing right there and he's like, hell no, you're not going to do that.
Yeah.
And he plays right into Marco's hand and instead of letting Nikki go, he goes, well, I'm going to go.
Right. And Marco had planned with Adam. Okay, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to provoke Victor into shooting me, but I'm going to be wearing a vest, so it'll be okay, but you have to be there,
he
too.
He wants to fake his death so that, he wants to fake Jack's death,
mm-hmm,
so he can just go live on a Caribbean island.
Right.
For the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life, and Adam, who is now being thought of as Jack's oldest son, suddenly gets the company,
like,
and all the money,
everything.
And yeah, he gets everything.
So theoretically,
which,
it's a win-win.
No, it's not. No,
it's
he
not?
Wouldn't. No, because Jack would totally have a legitimate will.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
It's not like suddenly just because
there's not even a paternity test yet.
Right.
Because even Adam has admitted that you put me in a really tough spot. Like, I can't even prove
I can't
paternity.
Prove it. Yeah. So,
yeah,
anyway, okay. Regardless,
again,
Adam's like, I want the company and I'll be able to take it over.
Yeah. Because even Adam pointed out to Marco, he was like, man, your plans are flimsy.
Yeah.
You're not
you're
the original Jack, the mind-bending, scheming. I know, right? Like, who?
Since
who
when?
Are you talking about? Yeah.
Which is there a third Jack we
You're
don't
just
know
the
about?
Sloppier version of Jack right now. Right.
But so, like, the next scene that we see is Victor confronting Jack, and Jack is saying, you know, hey,
like real Jack or Marco?
Well, we don't know.
Oh.
And so...
But they're wearing the same suit.
They're wearing the same suit, so who knows which Jack it is. And so he provokes Victor. Victor pulls out his massive gun and shoots Jack. And Jack goes down, and Adam comes in and says, oh my God, you killed him, he's dead. And I'll take care of it. I'll take care of all of it. You have to give me the company, but I'll cover all of this up.
Okay.
And Victor's like, okay, fine, I'm out of here. So he leaves... And then Adam realizes, oh, wait, this guy is actually bleeding. Oh, my God, I think it's real Jack. This is not, you're not wearing a vest.
Like something went wrong.
Something went horribly, horribly wrong. And calls the cops or the EMTs, and the EMTs take Jack to the hospital. And now it's the big family, you know, gathering. Oh, Jack got shot. Who did it? Who caught it? Could have possibly
I
have
really
done
hope
it.
It's real Jack that got shot because he deserves it.
No,
for
it,
this.
It is real
oh,
Jack.
So you know
because,
for sure.
Yeah, we, I know that for sure because then they show, like 2 minutes later,
Marco
comes in and Adam's like, what the hell, man? Actual Jack just got shot. And Marco's like, great, we want him dead anyway.
Oh my
so
gosh. Okay.
He's being not helpful at all. So Jack goes to the hospital, everyone's weeping and wailing, he has surgery, they get rid of the bullet, and then he goes into a coma.
Where did he get shot, like body-wise?
It was kind of in the upper
the
left
area.
Pectoral area, yeah. So not in the same place where he got shot before, then was paralyzed and had the
right.
drug problem, which is
I
totally different.
That.
Yeah, so did I, Phyllis mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah,
I was
okay.
like, oh, that's right, he has been shot a lot. Poor Jack. So, Marissa goes to Marco and says, you're kind of a dick, but let's be together forever anyway.
She can't get away from him.
She can't get away from him, and, you know, but also wants to get Marco out of town so that Jack
yeah.
won't get killed by him.
Sure.
She's like, just leave him alone. He'll die on his own. It's all good.
Yeah.
And the last we saw of them was she and Marco are in a car.
Uh-huh.
And... she realizes, oh, wait, we're not going the direction you said we were
I
going.
I left my purse.
Yeah, you're, no, she flat out says, you're taking me out to a field to kill me, aren't you? And
oh, my
like,
gosh.
No, of course, well, me, no, of course
Whoa.
Not. So she grabs the wheel, and the last thing we see is them reacting to clearly getting into a bad car wreck.
Oh, I can't
so,
wait till he, like, goes to
the
hospital,
hospital,
and then
they
it's
have
like,
two Jacks.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hope they have an adjoining room.
Yeah. It'll be like a new sitcom, like we're, it's like a comedy.
Which Jack is it? So Phyllis is, you know, by Jack's bedside doing the whole, you've been in a coma, I've been in a coma, can we not be in comas anymore? Trying to talk him out of it. And that's...
Do they have, like, frequent flyer punch cards at that
oh,
hospital?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, 5 gunshots and you get one free.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. Well.
And I think that's about where they left it off.
Okay.
Victor, everyone is either suspecting Victor did it somehow.
Yeah.
And,
naturally.
And, you know, Paul is saying, I want to talk to you. And Victor said, you know, I'm here to visit my good friend Jack.
Uh-huh.
And, besides which, I've been with Victoria all night. We had dinner, then we went back to the office. Right, honey? And Victoria's like, yes, exactly, what Dad said.
Mm.
And but then Nikki speaks up and says, nah, here's the real thing.
Yeah.
Jack called me to meet him in the park.
She's really trying to clear her conscience lately.
Yeah, yeah, she's doing a lot of that. And the first person she called when she heard that Jack had been shot was Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's something going to be going on with them. Mm. And Neil was saying... shut up, don't say anything.
Mm.
No, I'm sorry, I have that backwards. She was saying, you know, I think I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to let Paul figure it out for himself. And
yeah.
Neil was saying, no, you have to do the right thing. This will eat you up inside,
okay.
and the guilt will make you drink again. And he's like, no, I'm fine. I'm, you know,
yeah,
stronger than that, blah, blah, blah. But then she does totally cave and says,
okay,
I didn't go to the park, but I know that Victor was there.
Okay.
At which point Sharon, who's there for God knows why, speaks
up. At the
park? No, she was in the hospital as they're all having this conversation in the hallway outside of Jack's room.
Okay.
Because it's all the Abbotts and Victoria and Nikki and Victor and Sharon.
Why would Sharon be there?
I can't quite remember.
Like, she's not dating an Abbott. Oh, okay.
But she used to be married to Jack, so maybe that's
why. It was a terrible marriage.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, she's there, and she says, oh, well, I was actually in the park, too, and I heard a gunshot.
Oh, yeah, because they kept having somebody lurking. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Avery, though.
Yeah, like, that's...
Lurky, lurky.
Yeah.
Okay, so never mind.
Yeah. No, this is somebody else. And so I don't remember why Sharon was in the park at that hour.
Okay.
But she was.
Because everybody
she
goes
says,
at midnight. It's just a natural
That's the
time.
Place to be. Yeah. So she's saying, I heard a pop and I thought it was just a backfire, but maybe it was gunfire. I didn't see anything, though. And everyone was just kind of like, well, then shut up.
Yeah.
She didn't see anything. Who cares? It probably was a backfire. Because you crazy.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
So, Kevin is convinced that it's the person who killed Austin and Courtney. And so he's on the case, and he was looking at the security footage outside of the coffee shop. And he and Dylan and somebody else, I guess it was Noah, maybe, and random cop person in a uniform. Uh-huh. They're looking at this footage and they're going, well, okay, so there's Jack and he's, you know, going off to the park. Oh, wait, 4 minutes later, there's Jack again.
Uh-huh.
How, what the, it's not enough time for him to have gone around the block. You know, did he cross the street and then come back? And,
this is like a, I mean, before Jack got shot, but Phyllis had a moment with Ashley, because Phyllis has been saying, she was, like, having flashbacks, too, where she was putting, like, these pieces together.
Yeah.
Like, Jack is a different person.
Right. This
Who
is
the
not,
hell am I?
Yeah, this is weird.
Or, you know?
Yeah.
And then she went to Ashley, and Ashley's been kind of having the same reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And Phyllis said, that night that you saw Jack with Kelly in the janitor closet, because remember we were
right,
like,
way back.
What's the
like,
deal?
Yeah.
She said, are you certain?
Mm-hmm.
And so did they kind of let out, so it was Marco?
That was Marco.
Basically,
banged Kelly in
and that's why
closet.
Jack was like, I didn't do it.
Right.
No, really, I didn't do
it. Yeah, because he didn't do it.
So he was honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Every time that Jack has denied something, it's because it was Marco.
Okay. Sort of behind the scenes. Or
yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Cause they,
so basically,
he was
Jack
then...
did not drive Kelly nuts.
No.
Marco drove Kelly nuts.
Yes.
Oh, man, we've been giving Jack a bad rap this whole time.
Still, even before there was a Marco, he was not nice.
So did
to
she
Kelly.
Poison herself, or was that also Marco?
Oh, don't know. I don't think we'll ever go back that far. I think now Kelly's over and done. And,
yeah, for sure.
You know,
but as I'm just trying to think, like, what else might
what
he
else could
in
he
it?
Have done? Or, yeah, they cleared up that in the building collapse. When there's that 20-minute swim, Jack was out of the building collapse, but hadn't shown up yet. That's when they did the switcheroo.
Oh, okay.
And that's when they,
Victor
gave Kelly, Jack, and Marco stepped in.
Yeah. Normally I don't have to think this hard,
no,
Young and the Restless.
Not at all. Yeah. Those poor writers.
Okay.
You know they have charts.
Right. Jeez.
Who's where, when.
Yeah. Huh.
But now Kevin is looking at the charts saying, how can Jack have been in... two places at once,
this
that doesn't
impossible.
Make sense. And they're all kind of going, what? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's where that's at.
Okay.
So.
Then what?
Well, prior to that, a while ago, Sharon found out, apparently she's knocked up with Dylan's baby.
Okay, so I just don't think
that
she's
pregnant.
That came
out of the blue. I think if she is pregnant, I don't think she's going to have the baby.
Remember, you're the one who told me about this in the very beginning. Like, didn't Ashley have a fake pregnancy?
Hysterical pregnancy, yeah.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, is that maybe where they're going with Sharon?
Well, I think it's... I mean, it just seems like she... Dylan wouldn't believe it without proof, would he?
Is he that naive? She hasn't shown any proof. Yes, he is.
Yeah, I suppose he is. And he does want kids.
Because I feel like, you know, all this Sage and Nicholas stuff, like, and Sharon has just been, no, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. I'm quite happy.
Well, that's what Dylan. That's what Faith called her on. She's just like, you know, Faith had said, what is going on? Why are you having a baby now that Daddy and Sage are having a baby? And even she was, like, not on board.
Uh-huh.
So.
And so I just felt like Sharon also, in this weird way, saw the potential for Dylan to go back to Avery and was like, I'll just have a baby.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't think she's pregnant.
I think that she might think that she really is pregnant because... Okay. They showed her yesterday and she was online doing research because everyone had been saying, you've got to stay on your meds. Doesn't matter if you're pregnant or not, stay on those meds.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. And she did some online research, which convinced her that that was a bad idea.
Oh, so
and
she
so
off
they
meds.
Showed her dumping her meds in the trash.
No, she
yeah,
didn't.
And it was like, oh God, okay, so she's going to go.
How old is she?
Well, that was another thing that came up in conversation. It's like, could she be premenopausal? She's a little young, but, you know, maybe she doesn't know that the meds she's on makes her premenopausal. I don't know.
I mean, how old is Noah? Like 25?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, I guess Noah isn't her. No, yeah, Noah's
hers. Yeah, Noah's
hers.
Hers.
No,
yeah.
Never mind.
Well, and Mariah's even older, right?
Yeah, but Mariah's adopted.
Oh. No, I thought Mariah...
No, wait.
No, Mariah is her birth child.
You're right. Because she just doesn't remember having it. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Nick is not.
Yeah,
her father.
If you can't remember having a twin, I really want to reinforce that you should not be allowed to have
Maybe
more children.
Maybe she was just like delirious. Maybe it was like 92 hours of labor and
still
one
not.
Came out and she was like, I'm done.
Still not good enough. No. I don't think she's too old to get pregnant.
I don't think she's too
she's,
old either.
I know we have checked, at least I have in the last couple of months, she is younger than I am.
Okay.
And technically, I could have still had kids.
Yeah.
It would have been stupid.
I just feel like her time has passed.
Yeah. And years ago, on Little House on the Prairie... Ma stopped having her period, and she thought she was pregnant, and it turned out she was just menopausal.
Oh.
So I kind of hope that's where they're going with it, just because, you know, more awareness.
I'm going with hysterical pregnancy
Or
so
hysterical
far.
Pregnancy, yeah.
Yeah.
Or I think we're agreed that she's not going to actually have a baby.
No.
There's no way.
No. No way.
No way.
She's too crazy,
mm-hmm.
and Dylan is too gullible.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see it happening.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no way. So, but it'll be entertaining in the short term while she's off her meds to see where she goes.
Okay.
With it. Although I do want to say for the record, I'm tired of her going crazy at the drop of a hat. Why can't she just be mentally ill on her medication and show
and
that
like
that can work?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because it gives all people with bipolar disorder a bad name. I know it's a soap opera, but...
I agree. I feel like over the years, she's had these sort of crazier moments,
mm-hmm.
but then she has long strings where she's totally normal,
yeah.
and I feel like they're just making it out like she's forever crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, just because she's
when
bored...
When will she be normal again?
Doesn't
yeah.
mean that she should be crazy.
I agree.
Why can't we just have her be bored? You know?
I don't know.
People do stupid things when they're bored.
Man.
So let's talk about Kane and Lily and Lauren.
I have loved every one of Lily's outfits. I even looked for that electric blue leopard jumpsuit online. I was like, where can I get one of those?
Her hair has looked nice lately, too.
Yeah.
She's doing okay in the style.
She's entertaining me lately.
Okay. Yeah, I don't hate her as much as I usually do.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, normally I'm like, oh god, here she comes. But
yeah.
lately I've been more entertained.
Mm-hmm. So Lauren is just as dumb as a bag full of hammers.
Well, she's never been the sharpest tool in the shed.
This is true. I guess comparisons here. But I think they're overdoing it as well, because you know Michael's been saying, "I can't be a real husband to you," pushing her away. "I'm gonna move out. We're getting separated."
Yeah. They signed the divorce papers, right?
I think they did.
Yeah.
And yeah, because Lauren was just finally just said, "Fine, screw you. You want to divorce
me?
If
this is what you want, I'm gonna do it.
I'm out." Then. Yeah. And then proceeds to go and make out with Kane.
Uh-huh.
And
after he's like comforting her.
Yeah.
In that damn park.
In that park. That park is trouble.
And then they had somebody like lurking and watching.
Somebody saw them, but did we ever see
I thought it was Michael, because then later he was like,
"Oh yeah,"
because
he went to Kane and said, "You have my permission to bang my wife."
Yeah.
And then Kane's just kind of like, "I have my own wife, thanks." And I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't say anything to her.
But then he also went to Lauren and he was like, "I know what you did."
Yeah. Yeah.
As if it's her fault.
Right. Yeah. And Michael's just such an ass.
And that's why she was finally like, "You know what? Fine.
Yeah. I'm done. Let me sign."
Yeah.
"This is the way I'm going to be treated." So Lily found out somehow.
Because she and Lauren, she made Lauren like sit down with her in the athletic club.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily on her own was like, "I know what you did." Like, mm-hmm. just basically like throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Having no clue. Yeah. And then Lauren was like, "I'm so sorry.
I did everything.
It was like, it was totally innocent." And Lily was like, "What?"
"Wait, I'm sorry."
Yeah. Good poker move.
Yeah.
So she's on fire.
Yeah.
Because now she knows.
She knows. And well, her suspicions that she's had for a while, that Kane's been lying to her about something and that something's up. And
so she was angry.
Yeah. How does that translate into her hooking up with Joe?
Because then she confronted Kane and I don't know.
"I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
And he was like, don't blame Lauren." And he even said, like, "Blame Michael. Michael's been the one to put this all
Michael's
together."
Michael's the instigator. It's like, no.
Yeah.
You have responsibility for your own tongue. No kidding. I'm sorry.
So anyway, she kicks Kane out or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe she stays at the athletic club. I don't even know. But they're not staying in the same place. And mm-hmm. she's getting drunk at the bar.
Oh, that's when Joe made his move.
And Joe came in and was like, "What are
Easy
you doing?
Easy pickings."
Yeah. And he just did that whole thing where he acted like, "I care.
I feel so bad for you."
But she made all the moves.
Yeah.
He was just there.
Okay. And, so it could have been the waiter. It could have been the bartender. Yeah.
So she wakes up, though, after their night of hookup,
mm-hmm.
and she's in the athletic club, and mm-hmm. he's gone.
Yeah.
And she's got a massive hangover, and then he walks in the door, and he says, "Sorry, I just took a walk. I'm back.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it again."
And she was like, "Get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. Don't tell anybody."
Mm-hmm. This was a mistake.
Because Joe and Kane supposedly are good buddies, too.
Right, yeah.
And I don't know. So then she immediately rushes to Avery. And tells Avery everything.
That's weird.
See that?
No, I didn't see that.
It was like she didn't even go home and take. She didn't even take a shower at the athletic club.
Ew.
She rushed over to Avery's
place.
In her shame clothes, and said, "Oh my God, Avery, I did this terrible thing. I'm a horrible person.
Yeah.
I'm telling you because you know Joe, and I'm wondering, is Joe going to keep his mouth
shut?" Okay. All right.
And I swear, in this weird way, it seemed like Avery was almost kind of jealous.
Oh, I'm sure she was. Because she's been going back and forth, even if she doesn't know it.
Yeah. So, and then Avery says, "You know, I'll take care of you. Like, mm-hmm. go take a shower here, and right. you can borrow my clothes." And mm-hmm. Lily borrowed this fabulous white dress. I was like, that is not Avery's, because Avery's rack is way bigger.
Well, yeah. But that's why it's in the closet. She doesn't get to wear it anymore.
So, I was just surprised how quickly Lily spilled to mm-hmm. another person, and I didn't think she and Avery were that close.
Well, they're not, but Lily doesn't have any friends.
No, I guess she does not.
You know, the only person that maybe she could, you know, confide in as a girlfriend would be Lauren. I think Lauren's the closest thing to a friend.
Lily?
Has. Yeah.
Lauren just made out with Kane.
Well, I know, except for that.
I don't think she confide in Lauren.
No. Well, not in this case, but if she ever, you know, in the past, if she had had something. Because she doesn't have any friends, male or
female.
She's
not friends with
anyone. Not with Kevin or that whole group of young people that she chronologically fits in with.
She really should be friends with Hillary, but that's a ways off.
Yeah, and she can't go to Devon. You know, she hates Devon right now. This is what happens when you're a hater. You've got no one to confide to when you break your marriage vows.
Well, okay, so she went to Avery.
Okay. And it did kind of make sense that she would want to talk to the person who knows Joe the best in town.
I guess, but I was like, if you want to keep this on the down low, you keep the least amount of people possible in the know. You don't tell somebody.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like lawyer-client privilege.
No, not at
all. It was
just
like barfing it out, like, I have to tell you this. Anyway, so then Lily went back, and Kane had flowers, and he's like, oh, baby, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm such a dog.
Right.
And
let's have some sex.
Yeah, and she, you know, they went up to the athletic club room. It was like the same room.
Yeah.
She was like, I can't do this.
Right, yeah. So at least she has that much dignity.
Yeah.
Or conscience or
okay, so are
something.
Kane and Lily on the outs?
Yeah.
For sure, you think?
I think so.
I hope so.
I think so, and I think that Lauren and Kane are going to hook up.
Man, I hope so.
Yeah.
But then who will Lily go to? I mean, her and Joe aren't going
to
be
that's
the same.
That's not going to happen.
Well, where will Lily go? What will she do? And the whole time, she's getting drunk at the bar, and Kane's off buying flowers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
where are their children?
Yes! I'm like, oh my gosh, what an irresponsible set of parents.
Yeah, no, I did. The kids are with
the nanny.
No, but there was also some talk of that they were on a trip somewhere.
But I remember there was a point where Kane was like, no, I'll just get the nanny to stay longer. And I was like, good God, this poor nanny.
Yeah.
She works like 82 hours a week.
Yeah, yeah. Mary Poppins is not, you know, going to be poor at the end of, you know, when these kids get aged up.
So,
but I think I heard something about that the kids are at someplace safe.
They're at Six Flags.
Well, but maybe Gloria and his name have them? And are taking them on a trip someplace? I might be making that up.
I don't
up.
Think Lily would.
I think I'm making that up. Okay, never mind.
I do feel like Gloria's name came up, though, at some point.
Yeah.
For something small.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so.
Because that's the trip I would love to see, is Gloria and, what's his butt, Colin?
No, that's Jill's. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, yeah. You know, taking those two little toddler, you know, four or five year old by now, kids to like Disneyland or Disney World and just losing them.
Yeah.
And what do you mean you don't have the kids?
They're having
martinis
at the bar.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, the owner of two small biracial children, please.
Oh my God.
Come to the lost child section.
Yeah.
Mm. So Avery then goes to confront Joe.
Avery has been off her rocker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because even before she confronted Joe, she's just flipping out at everything. Somebody's following me. Somebody's in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. I mean, just like, and I feel like Dylan came over 17 times, and finally he said, you need to call the police. Yeah. I can't come over anymore.
Every 5 minutes, I knocked somebody else up. You just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I agreed with him. Why aren't you calling the police?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, maybe she knows the police are incompetent, but still, she should give them a try.
Maybe she should ask Victor for his body details.
There you go. There you go.
Or she should have. Anyway, because, so she confronts Joe in the park.
Yeah, in Danger Park. And Joe's like,
the parks get a lot of action.
Nuh-uh.
Joe was pretty offended. But yeah, at the same time, I think we're all thinking, well, he did go on a walk. After his sexcapade with Lily, remember she woke up and he
was gone. Yeah,
but we don't know for how long. It could have been to go grab a Starbucks, or it could have been to go
2 hours
attack somebody.
Yeah.
Right? So she said some really mean things to him. And he kind of grabbed her by the wrist and said, "Shut up."
Yeah, and she's like, "No, you shut up."
And she,
"Ow, you're hurting
out.
Me."
And he let go.
And he let go.
And he was like, you're super dramatic.
Yeah.
And he took off.
Yeah.
And then, like, 30 seconds later...
she hears a rustling in the bushes.
Yeah.
And someone like that we never saw, person. Yeah, wearing a ski mask, you know, attacked her and raped her.
Yeah.
And so...
I almost texted you, because I think it was the next episode, because she got, like, kidnapped or whatever, got attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And the episode ended, I think, and the next one was, like, her in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, putting it together, like, oh my god, did Avery get raped for real?
Yeah.
Did she just get raped? And then they finally, like, used the R word.
Right,
and
yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know, for a show that has pretty a lot of violence, really, they don't do rape very often, and for that I'm thankful.
Yeah, I am too.
You know, that's good. But, and I also like the fact that Jessica Collins did a PSA at the end saying, if you've been raped, you need to go to the hospital
because
and you
Avery
need to go
report
to
it.
The police. Yeah.
Right?
She didn't want to, but then she did.
Did she finally? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because she told, like, the doctor the name. Mm-hmm. She was like, it was Joe. I know it was Joe.
Yeah.
It was Joe. And the doctor kept saying, you have to report this.
Yeah.
And Avery was like, no. Okay, so she finally did.
But she did, but then she said, you know, when she told Paul about it, who then calls everyone and says, you need to be at the hospital. Avery's been attacked.
Yeah, right.
You know, so much for least privacy. Confidentiality. Yeah.
He was at Dylan and Sharon's, like, baby announcement party.
Right, and somebody called him.
And he was like, what? Avery's been raped? Like,
right,
whole...
yeah, and everyone's there.
Like, God, downer on the party here, yo.
Yeah.
And so Dylan flips out.
Yeah, and immediately goes to the hospital, which flips out Sharon, because...
maybe that's why she was there. At the hospital.
I think probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the police say to Avery, you know, we're sorry you got raped, but you also said the guy had a mask on and you didn't see his face. And apparently he had no identifying markers.
So here's the thing that I was wondering. Because mm-hmm.
I don't think it's Joe.
I don't think it's Joe either.
Okay.
But Paul had gone to Joe and was like... Where were you?
Yeah.
How long was this walk you went on? Mm-hmm. And he finally spilled. He said, yeah, I was with Lily.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
But when they
like,
were...
Ooh.
I know. Nice. I know. And frankly, Lily should do the right thing, right?
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Just admit it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But
she won't, but she should.
Yeah. So when they were doing, like, Avery's examination in the doctor's office, mm-hmm. they said, we're going to scrape your fingernails.
Mm-hmm. For DNA.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Joe had grabbed her.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was wondering, well, so is that going to implicate Joe?
Yeah.
Like,
probably.
DNA-wise.
Yeah. Probably. Or, yeah, I mean, you know, theoretically, in the real world, there would be multiple...
Kinds of DNA. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is soap opera, so it's only going to be Joe's.
Yeah.
And then Avery will say, well, I've never really scratched the guy. I didn't defend myself the way I should have, and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible person. Shame, blah blah.
I felt like a terrible person though, because I was like, "Man, Avery, just shut up already! God, you're so hysterical!" And then she gets raped like a minute later.
Well, yeah. There's that. Yeah. So then Phyllis comes over and is trying to be all big sistery about it, and Avery is just like, "Screw you!
Yeah,
how dare you?"
Because everybody was acting like me. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when she called Dylan the last time, and she was mm-hmm. like, somebody was in my house.
Yeah.
Paul came over, and he's like, I have zero evidence mm-hmm. here. Zero. And she was like, I know they were in my house.
They put a white dress that doesn't fit me in my closet.
Yeah. Right. So, I don't know.
Yeah, so I think whoever raped her...
What is the deal with Avery in this, like... Because I was thinking back, remember when Austin had kidnapped her?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I feel like she's this victim of, like, man-on-woman violence.
Yeah. Well, I do think it's related to the Courtney.
Yeah, I think so too,
know,
right?
You know, whoever killed Courtney, and for some reason they have it out for Avery.
And if it ends up
but
being
not
Marco,
in,
I'm going to be so
I'm
going to
be really disappointed. Yeah, because that's lame. It
ridiculous.
Should be something...
Like, when would he even have time to be lurking,
right?
Right? It
yeah.
better not be him.
I don't think it was him.
Okay, good.
And I don't think it was Joe.
I'm just giving the writers fair warning, it better not be...
Right. No, it's going to be someone else, and it's someone from the Y&R past.
From the past.
Yeah, someone who, you know, and it's related to the documentary that Austin was making. Maybe it's chemo.
Chemo's back, and he's a rapist.
And he's a rapist, and a
Let's
murderer.
Let's hope not.
Because then he'll be gone
Whoever
right away.
Whoever this person is, they are quite terrible.
They're terrible, but good at it, because they're not getting caught.
I guess.
And apparently male.
What a predator.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got to be a man.
So
we know that
could
now.
It be one of, you know, the people that Avery sent to jail?
That's what I was thinking. Because yeah. Joe would seem like sort of such an obvious choice.
Yeah.
But I mean, how many people has she, you know, gone to bat in court for or against?
Yeah.
And I just figured it had to be something along those lines.
Yeah.
But I don't really.
Yeah, I it's too fuzzy at this point to really make any accurate predictions.
We'll
wait and see. I think that's it for our list.
Wow, really?
Yeah. We're on it. Can we make up a contest right now? filler. Or have this just be our short summer session.
Yeah, right. I was going to ask if you listen to our podcast, whether you like it or not.
What's not to like?
Do us a favor in your spare time if you would go to iTunes and just give us a review.
Yeah. Feedback is always good.
Feedback. Because one of my friends was asking me yesterday to really explain, wait, you have a podcast? What? What is
right.
this podcast?
For years.
I know.
Podcast.
I was like, how do you not know?
Bizarre.
And I was thinking, well, geez, how long have we been doing this?
A while.
Six years?
5 years at least.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe even seven. I don't know. But if you're one of, well, you should be one of our Facebook
friends
people,
anyway.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Go and join Young and the Restless Recap on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But if you already are and you're bored on Facebook, tell us how long you've been listening. Is it 1 month? Is it 6 years?
Yeah, no, that would be interesting.
Because I was thinking about a lot of podcasts I listen to, and it kind of occurred to me, wow, I've been listening to some podcasts
for
almost 9 years, which sort of blows me away. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know those people.
Oh, yeah.
So
you don't.
Anyway, so I'm a little bit curious about like who our listeners are, even though we've met, you know, a couple. But
Well, and you know, maybe for our 10-year anniversary,
yeah,
that's when we do the reunion in actual Genoa City.
Oh my gosh,
road trip!
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It would. Be cool, and we have you know a couple of years to plan it. So
Or Vegas, Anyway, so find us Young and the Restless Recap on Facebook, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Alrighty, bye.